Jeremy Bradley here, joining you again live from Nashville. The highlights are at nashville.jbonair.com. And what a way to wrap up 15 years on the radio. I am just surrounded by incredible music, mementos, memorabilia, memories. Angela, let's talk about this, because I'm at the Johnny Cash Museum, Patsy Cline Museum. I mean, are there two bigger names in Nashville music?
If there are, I'm not aware of them. They're both very impressive people, and we're honored to be able to share and continue their legacy.
Your museums are right across the street from my hotel, and when I looked out the window and I see a lineup outside, I was like, "What? Why is there a line? What is happening?" People are waiting to get in. Now, thanks to, you know, the city reopening, there are a lot of people here, and they're all coming in to check out one of their, or two of their favorite music superstars.
Yeah, absolutely. COVID threw us for a loop, as it did the entire world, and it was kind of surprising to have a period of time where the museums were slow and there weren't people, because this is our normal. This is what we see every single day and what we love to see, and see people getting back to normal. People are just so interested in seeing these country music legends, and we see all walks of life. We see little kids who come in and they know every word to Walk the Line or Ring of Fire, and we see older folks who come in and have amazing stories of when they met Johnny or when they got to see him in person. So we're just seeing all kinds of walks of life, and it's amazing.
Well, I took a T-shirt from the gift shop in the lobby, but this is really, it's two museums in one. So the main floor, Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. Let's just quickly walk people through, again, the pictures, nashville.jbonair.com. I mean, you've got just everything from his life, from his childhood, right? Things that he played with, to even, you know, his Bible and furniture.
Yeah, those are my favorite things. We have a lot of amazing things. We have his gold records. We have photo clips. We have different interactive pieces. We have his costumes. My favorite things are the really personal things to him. So his personal Bible with his name written inside. That's amazing to me. The marbles that he played with as a child that we have on display. Those are the things that just blow my mind, that we're just honored to have here.
How do I know that those are real? Because you've been telling me how a lot of these pieces were acquired.
Yeah, so 99% of what you're seeing in the museum was acquired by Bill Miller. He is the owner and founder of the museum, and he was good personal friends with Johnny Cash for over 30 years. So when he was a little boy, he, like many of us, was a huge Johnny Cash fan. He was able to go to a concert when he was around 13 years old. Johnny threw a harmonica into the audience, and Bill caught it, and that kind of started a lifelong it was done. He was hooked. And so he was able to get backstage a few times, became a member of the fan club. Johnny and June used to call him Little Billy Miller. And well, Little Billy Miller grew up and just started a lifelong friendship with Johnny Cash. And so Bill owned different artifacts. What he would do is appraise different artifacts and was in that kind of world of collection. So he would find different things that Johnny was interested in. So maybe he had something in Abraham Lincoln's handwriting. That was amazing to Johnny Cash. That's something he was interested in. So he would find this item, he would give it to Johnny, and Johnny would be like, "That's awesome. Here's handwritten lyrics to Walk the Line," or "Here's one of my very first ever guitars." And the friendship just grew and developed that way. And so these amazing things that you're seeing in this museum for a while were things that Bill just had stashed in his house, like in a closet in California, that he finally was like, "This is amazing. We need to create something in honor and cherish my friend."
Yeah, no, as we walk through here, like I said, many, many people are sitting and watching videos. I know there's like listening stations. You can even be in the recording studio and kind of mix some music as well.
That's right. That's one of my favorite pieces. It's very interactive. So we work with Johnny Cash's engineer and broke down a few of his hit songs. So you can listen to all the different features. You can listen to just the drums or just the guitar on the track. My favorite thing to do is turn everything down and listen to just Johnny's vocals. If you turn everything down and listen to that, you can hear every breath he was taking in that song, and it just gives you chills. It's amazing.
From there, we go upstairs to a more glamorous exhibit for the legend, Patsy Cline.
Absolutely. It's such a different vibe, and there was a different process in creating the Patsy Museum, which was interesting as well. Johnny and Bill had known each other for a long time. Bill had a lot of the artifacts, whereas Patsy you know, had a much shorter career. Unfortunately, she passed away in her prime in 1963. And so when we opened the museum in 2017, there had been that amount of time where there was just a gap. Where do we find these artifacts? How do we bring this together? And we were very fortunate to work with her daughter, Julie Fudge, in bringing that all together.
Where can people get more information? Because, again, you could spend, you know, hours here. Website or address, phone number?
Yeah, so you can find us online at cashmuseum.com and patsymuseum.com. And we're located in the heart of downtown Nashville at 119 3rd Avenue South.
Absolutely. And we've got the pictures from our tour at nashville.jbonair.com. Let's go do a duet, okay? I mean, we won't do it justice, but let's just be in that recording studio area and let's just blast out. We can have a viral moment. People take pictures and be like, who are these people? There we are. Jeremy Bradley, thank you so much. Angela, it's been great.
Thank you.